It's always the same topic. Yeah, I mean, we need to develop samadhi. Huh? We need to develop sati, the knowingness of the object that we observe, be it the object of the Buddha or be it the object of the breath at the tip of the nose. We have to know how the breath is at every moment. We have to know how the Buddha is at every moment. Yeah? That trains the sati. Yeah? Sati are our eyes. Yeah? If there is no sati, we have no eyes, we don't see, we are blind. Yeah? We can have concentration, but we not necessarily have sati. We can have good concentration, but our eyes are blind. So we need to train it. And that is, of course, that's not easy. Concentration already brings us some sort of calmness. Eh? So we don't want, we don't want to disturb the calmness by training this knowingness about the breath, knowingness about the Buddha. The knowingness doesn't come automatically. Yeah? And with the knowingness and together with the concentration, the interest increases and increases and increases. And in the end, we don't even want to go out. Yeah? We don't want to go out anymore. Because the knowingness is there with the object that we observe. Yeah? And the happiness and the calm and the peacefulness is there as well. Yeah? And in the end, we don't even want to go out of samadhi. So, put some effort in it. Yeah? Ask yourself, sometimes, after each meditation, yeah, when you do 1 hour, 2 hours of meditation, ask yourself, yeah? Why do I still think these thoughts? Why do I still try to remember something in the past or something in the future? Why? What does it bring me? How often have I done it? Huh? Ask yourself. Yeah? How often have I done it? What does it bring me? What kind of happiness does this bring me? You know, to constantly hang up in the future or in the past, or be it in your daydreams. Yeah? The happiness that arises in the heart comes through knowing our object of observation, be it the Buddha or be it the breath. When the mind gets calm, when there is no more thoughts, when there is no more memory coming up, then the mind gets calm. When the mind is calm, it is just happy. When the mind is calm, when there are no more thoughts, no more memories, there is no future, there is no past, there is no fear, there is no loneliness, there is nothing, there is just comfort, or happiness, or peacefulness, or stillness. And you will see for the first time, if you have never done it, or not being able to do it, there's no wanting anymore. And if there's no wanting, there's no dukkha. When there's no more desire, there's no more dukkha. What can we ask more for? And why do we... Why don't we put some more effort in our practice? The second important thing, once the mind gets calm, and that especially for us as monks or as mechis, to train asupa, to train, to see the loathsomeness of the body, because that is our only weapon against the onslaught of raga tanha, of sensual desire. The moment the chitta paints a picture in the mind, and instantly raga tanha comes up. So we have to take the picture and make it ugly, make it a super. We have to then paint a picture of a super. In the moment we see this super picture, the raga tanha disappears. Then the chitta paints again, these pictures of beauty and so on, And the raga tanha comes again. And then we paint this picture of asupa again. And then we paint it more and more and more and more until raga tanha does not come up anymore. That doesn't mean raga tanha is gone. No. It just doesn't come up anymore and doesn't bother us anymore. Especially as monks or mitchis, we do need this kind of practice. Yeah, every person, every being in this world, you know, has this raga tanha, has a sensual desire, and we have to have a way, you know, to cope with it. Yeah? Just going into it just makes our heart hot. Yeah, and we don't have anything to cool it down. Yeah? But with the practice of asupa, yeah. Seeing the loathsomeness of the body, or constantly, you know, painting these pictures of, yeah, of an open body, or of a decaying body, or whatever, yeah, or the inner parts of the body, or a body without skin, yeah. When the more we paint these pictures, the less raga tanha will come up, yeah? And that is our protection as monks and our protection as mitchis. Yeah? So that's all for today. Yeah, just practice a little bit more and have a little bit more stamina. Yeah, I mean put a little bit more effort in your practice. Yeah, and not only the effort, you know, I mean, yeah, just to sit down and daydream. No, the effort of knowing every breath, knowing every buddha. That is the effort. Yeah, if you can't do it, you know, for 2 hours because you fall asleep after one hour or after 30 minutes, then in the beginning, you know, do it for 30 minutes, but really concentrate very strongly, yeah? Really get to know, yeah? And after 30 minutes, you know, then do some walking meditation. And I told you, you know, I mean, a good way to do walking meditation is when you stand at the front of the path or at the beginning of the path, look down the path and say, and tell yourself, just for this one path, I want to be with the Buddha or with the breath. Yeah. And then when you turn around, just the same thing. Yeah. And each time. Yeah. But look at your practice. When are you doing it? You're getting lazy. Yeah. And laziness is not one of the enlightenment factors. Yeah. Effort. Determination. So each time you turn around, you get a new determination, yeah, just to be with the Buddha, yeah. And then you turn around again, and you put up the determination to be with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah. That's how you develop, you know, really deep samadhi, yeah. And do your reflection in the evening and see what has happened, yeah. What kind, you know, what is bothering you in the practice, yeah. What kind of thoughts, what kind of dreams, you know, what kind of images are coming up? And if you see always the same kind of images or the same kind of dreams, you know, then start to investigate. Take them apart, just like you rip the body apart, you know, rip them apart and see, you know, there's nothing else, yeah? There's nothing in there. There's no essence in it, yeah? It's only dreams. It's only paintings, you know, it's only clouds, you know, I mean, they just disappear, yeah? Or soap bubbles, you know, whatever, you know, the moment you try to touch them, oh, the soap bubble is so nice, yeah? You touch them and gone, yeah? You take this picture, you know, you touch it and it's gone. You take that picture, you touch it and it's gone, yeah? Now put a little bit more emphasis, yeah? Put a little bit more effort in your practice, yeah? And I do hope, you know, that some of you, at least some of you, you know, will experience, yeah, the peacefulness and the happiness of samadhi, of true samadhi, yeah, when there's no more thoughts, huh? And you will not regret it, yeah. And if you can do it, you know, even go into apana samadhi where this whole world disappears, yeah. Just let it completely disappear and know that all these things, all this universe, you know, has nothing to do with us, yeah. It's nothing to do with our citta. Yeah? And the citta is just bound up, just like people, you know, are caught up, you know, in the video games that they constantly play. Yeah? Game over, new game. Game over, new game. Yeah, they can't stop. Yeah? And then this time, you know, they want to play this game. Next time, they want to play that next another game. Yeah. It's just like with us, yeah? I mean, this time we are a human being, next time, you know, we are down in hell, and the next life we are there as a as a ghost, and maybe and hopefully, you know, one time we are in this kind of heaven or that kind of heaven or that kind of heaven before we go to hell again, yeah? That is playing games, yeah? Realize it, you know, and get out of this game. Yeah? The Lord Buddha, you know, put all his effort, you know, he trained himself so long, you know, so that he could show us the path, yeah. And what do? You know, we laze around, yeah. We don't use our time, our precious time. We don't use it, yeah, wisely. Yeah? Okay, that's enough. Pena, understand? Kata. It's your life, yeah? The Kilesas don't have to go to hell. You are the one who go to hell and experience it, yeah?